Resha and Hey, Sif Bays through Hey. It's really the din of Shomer that we have. Even though it's also to be Kuril or Aner, however, if a person has a Shomer, whether it's somebody else who's reading along with him, together, Lechur, the Mashmoy says it has to be Dafka in the same Sefer, Dafka at least not far apart from each other, Dafka the same Inyan. It's a question, even if two Inyanim in the same Sefer is a question whether or not the Pasha is that it doesn't work. However, once you have somebody that's a Shomer, even if it's a wife, even if it's doesn't have to be Be'etzem, somebody that even somebody that's a wife who's Daita Kravel, the Mishnah Berurah says, you've been a Havamino. That's not a problem, like we mentioned yesterday from Nasan Sri, that his wife would be Mishamer. Now, these dinim of Shomrim, that's what we learn out from here to other places also, with regard to Shmir. That it's shayach to have a Shomer that'll help you. With regard to Tefillah, if it comes to Tefillah, remembering to daven, often the Mishnah Berurah says that if you have a Shomer to remind you, let us start a. Let it do things that maybe you wouldn't be allowed to do before davening, because you have your shamer that reminds you. Now, there might be different kolim, and you could use an alarm clock, might have a din of a shamer. On Shabbos, that's not going to work for you, Bechlal, because the shamer has to be somebody that's going to be on top of you. And, like we saw the Gan HaMelech mentioned in Hilchos Shabbos, this, the only time that a shamer works is Zafgan and Eifin, where the shamer does not have to be on top of you every single solitary second. He has to be there to make sure that you're not mateh, but you're not allowed to light with neres that are psilos v'shmanim she'asur chachamim, the type of psilos that they jump up and down, and the shmanim that don't light well. We should say that you're allowed to light with them on Shabbos, but what's the chashash that you're going to be mateh because they don't light well? Have a shemer. Mevur that a shemer doesn't help for that. A shemer will not help. Why? Says the Gan HaMelech, because you need to be, the shamer has to be on top of you, since it's constantly jumping up and down, every second has to make sure that you're not going to do it. A shamer like that, we don't have. To be a shamer that's mamash going to stare at you every second and not be misiach das, that we can't rely on a shamer. It's only in these cases where be'etzem, it's a regular type of light, candle. Maybe it'll dim, maybe it'll go out, maybe something will happen once, maybe twice, then that we're simich, that we philosoph, that we rely on a shamer for. But for anything else, But if it's any more than that, then we talk would not rely on the shomer. Now, this halacha the Mechaber says in Sif Dalet, Adam Chasher Shein Darke B'cholate is Mother B'chol Gavni. Somebody that's not the Derech to be Mate, that's Mother B'chol Gavni, and then that comes into the Shalas Bizmanenu that maybe we're all Adam Chashers, because it's not the Derech for us to be Mate B'chol, and we're not misasi with that. And they talk about what's the story about reading about electricity. Electricity, maybe it'll go out, then you have to fix it. But I don't work for the electric company. You do know how to flick on the thing. You were able to do it. Not exactly clear. From the Mishnah Berurah L'Chayra, the Mashmois would be, since it's not the derech for it to be, for it to get ruined at all, therefore there's no problem to be makel. So the Dishi brings that from the Chazanish. The Chazanish was still machmir. And was mentioned yesterday afterwards, after the Chabura, with regard to the dimming lights, electric lights that you can dim and make brighter, there's the machlekes of Hatnik Paiskim, whether or not that's nichlal in the chshash, that maybe you're going to go ahead and lose yourself and make it brighter, or is that's a totally different gzera, because the whole chshash is maybe you're going to fix an existing lamp, as opposed to adding more fuel to make it bigger. That we never found the chshash. To turn on a light to make it brighter, possibly never found the chshash, but it seems the consensus of the Paiskim is that you should do something to ensure that you do not come to, if it's a reflex action, when you're sitting down and it's not bright enough, you're going to go ahead and turn it, then you should put something on top before Shabbos, because it's maybe not nichol in this gzira, then we're not going to answer you from, we're going to ask you from reading by such a light. However, the chetchila one should circumvent and preempt any possibility for being nichol, and the same thing we said applies to snoozes on alarm clocks and other types of things that a guy is in a quasi-state of half-sleeping, and he usually bangs the alarm clock. He should do something to make sure that he doesn't do that when he's on Shabbos. Put something on top of it, or cover it over in a certain way. As from what I understand, that there's a Shabbos clock invented by Kosher Innovations that has five alarms. Each alarm goes for 1 minute and goes off, so you can set more than one alarm. And also it covers over, they have a little piece of plastic that covers over the buttons, that you shouldn't by accident hit one of the buttons on Shabbos, because you're used to.
They talk about also
the types of watches, especially kids' watches, that have the, you press a button and the light goes on. These type of things that it's very common at dark, that you automatically just want to see the light, you hit the button. These types of things, if a person knows that it's a good chance, and it might be mashal or possibility, he should try to cover it over before Shabbos, or wear a different watch for Shabbos. That should not get into this. Maybe that's the minhag to wear a Shabbos watch, is that they don't have electric buttons. Who wears a Shabbos watch? That's right. Either way, just we'll end up with a story. It says over here that even by an Adam Chashev, Shadar Kalahadis Bechol, Mistama Loya Minan Kane, the Yesh Gamba Adam Chashev Shadar Kalahadis Bechol, says Bishmol Ben Elisha, the Gemara says the story of Bishmol Ben Elisha that he was Karev Hito. Karev Inlecha Adam Gadol, one of the Gedirli Atanayim. Bishmol ben Elisha. Nevertheless, we see that there was a problem with Karavihita. Therefore, unless you know for sure that you're not that type, then you have to be Cheshish. So Rabbi Yashiv was once giving his, was learning, I think I mentioned in the past, and Rabbi Yashiv was learning the Sugya and Shabbos in Tiferes Bachurim, and somebody asked him, he says, I don't understand, how could it be that somebody in the middle of learning, he forgets that it's Shabbos? You forget one of the Gedele Tanoim, you forgot that it's Shabbos and it's Karavi. He said, How can it be? This is Rabbi Yashiv looked at him incredulously and he says, a guy is Tiferein in a Sugya, how could he possibly know what day it is? I don't understand. How could he possibly know what day it is? Mela, even if a person is not another Pasha, but if he doesn't get so Tiferein in the Sugya, then maybe for that in Echnami he could already reckon himself to be considered another Pasha. Because Taka never loses himself to that extent. They say all the stories about the Gdelem that I think it was a Shach, they say that at one point, after he was being Misamek into a Sefer, he like shook his hand. He didn't realize what's coming down from the sides and realized that it's his hands afterwards. He's totally oblivious to what was going on. That somebody once knocked on Rashach's door and he didn't have an answer because he just walked in and he smells that something's burning. So he goes running to the kitchen. And he sees Rav Shach with a sefer in one hand, stirring a pot, empty pot, of totally burnt food with the other hand. What happens was, his wife wasn't feeling well, so he told her, you lie down, I'll make you the oatmeal. And he was just stirring and stirring, got it right and gets on the sugya. Didn't realize that the entire pot was totally burnt. How could he possibly remember what day it is when he rang it on it?